Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There is a great amount about demons we do not understand. The reason for that is very simple. The Bible leaves much territory uncovered. We are not told, for example, about the origin of demons, why they were allowed to possess human beings, where they are now, and many other ideas we might like to know. The Bible was not written to satisfy our curiosity, but to provide the necessary information about God and about His will for our lives. If we had needed to know more about demons, we would have been told. So there is no reason why we should speculate about such matters. The speculation about demons, such as that done by Frank Peretti, does no good and may do much harm. Matthew tells us that Jesus met two demoniacs in the country of the Gadarenes. They were coming out of the tombs and were exceedingly fierce. When the demoniacs saw Jesus, they cried out, "What have we to do with you, Jesus, Son of God? Are you come here to torment us before the time?" Matthew 8, 28 and 29. Matthew says there was a herd of swine some distance from the demoniacs. Mark adds there were about 2,000 of the swine. Mark 5, 13. The demons besought Jesus, saying, "If you cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine." Matthew 8, 30 and 31. It is almost certain that the owners of the hogs were Gentiles. Jews were forbidden to eat pork, and generally did not raise hogs. Jews may have kept swine, but it was not generally done. Everyone who deals with this incident in the life of Jesus will have to admit that it has many difficulties. Why would the demons request that Jesus cast them into swine? Why did Jesus yield to their request? Was he not concerned for the enormous financial loss the owner or owners of the hogs would suffer? Were the demons destroyed when they were cast into the swine? We know that hogs were unclean animals according to the law of Moses. Were the unclean spirit in some way associated with unclean animals? I agree with most commentators who say we simply do not know. We shall have to wait further enlightenment in our heavenly home. But is it possible such questions will have no interest to us when we get to heaven? At the request of the demons, Jesus said to them, "Go." And when they were come out of the men of Gadara, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. Matthew 8, 32. Luke sheds some light on this incident when he records the following conversation between Jesus and the demons. Jesus asked, "What is your name?" The unclean spirit answered, "Legion," because many demons were entered into him. Luke 8, 30. The number of men in a Roman legion were about 7,000. But since there were only 2,000 hogs, there may not have been 7,000 demons. Neither Mark, nor Matthew, nor Luke gives us enough information for us to make a judgment. Besides, if it were important for us to know, we would have been told. You can imagine the reaction of the men who were tending to the hogs. They fled and went their way into the city and told everything, and what had befallen the men possessed of the demons. Matthew 8, 33. What the men thought of the incident, we are not told. They had to be surprised and probably scared. When they told the people of the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. Matthew 8, 34. The people wanted him to leave their city because they did not understand him. I have two comments in closing. This incident and similar ones throughout the gospel shows the reality of demons. They also show that Jesus had power over demons. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.